是世界太平。
And right now, we are enjoying a time of peace.
但是有一天，这个都要改变。
But one day, all this will change.
信主的人要受逼迫。
That all of us, what believer of Christ, will be persecuted.
就好像遇到惨难一样。
It's just like facing a great disaster.
啊，但是同时又有一个敌人出现。
So at this time, there was an opponent, an enemy that appeared.
啊，那个敌人是谁呢？
Who is this enemy?
这个第三节说，天上要出现一个异象，就是一条大红龙。
And this enemy is recorded in verse 3 that this red dragon that appeared.
啊，这条红龙是预表什么呢？
What does this red dragon prefigures?
圣经里面所说的龙都是不好的。
In the Bible, dragon is not a good sign.
龙就是预表魔鬼。
And it symbolizes the devil.
我们看第九节。
Let's look in verse 9.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。这里说这个龙很明显就是撒旦。
So here it says very clearly in verse 9 that this great dragon is called the devil or Satan.
龙啊，这种动物啊，在很多文化里面都有形容。
And dragons is a mythical creature that appears in many cultures.
我们中国人也有龙。
For Chinese culture, we have dragon.
但是龙啊，这种动物呢是不存在的，在物质上是不存在的。
However, this dragon is a mythical creature. It's not real.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，龙就预表魔鬼。
But the Bible tells us here that dragon symbolizes devil.
因为有神就有鬼啊。
Well, if there's God, there's devil.
就像有警察，就是有坏人，是相对的，是一样一定的。
There's police officer, there are bad people.
有光就有暗。
There are light and there's darkness.
有生就有死。
There's left life and death.
所以有神就一定有鬼。
So if there's God, there's some devil as well.
那么我们看第三节，这个恐龙啊，它是有什么的这种特性
？So verse 3, what is the characteristic of this red dragon?
这个恐龙啊，它有七个头，十个脚。
It has 7 heads and 10 horns.
七个头，大约上面有七个的冠冕。
And 7 heads, has 7 crowns on its head.
当然，圣经所说的启示录里面的一些形状都是预表性，不是它真的长这样。
So all the things that's mentioned in the book of Revelation is for prefiguration. It's not real.
我们的头就是代表领袖带领的。
As we know, the heads symbolize leadership, the one who leads.
脚都代表很有权柄、很有力量的意思。
And the horn symbolizes the authority or the power.
红色就是很残忍的。
And red here symbolizes violence or cruelty.
所以这个代表魔鬼，它的属灵气，那种属灵的那种凶恶、那种凶残，但是同时候它又很有权柄，可以害人。
So it symbolizes devil that's full of evil power that can destroy.
我们知道神是个灵，你肉眼看不见他。
So I only know that God is spirit, and without eyes, we cannot see God.
同样，魔鬼也是一个灵，他是邪灵，你用肉眼也看不见他。
The same with the devil is also a spirit that we cannot see it without eyes.
但是他却很有权柄，可以影响很多的事情。
And it is very powerful, and it can influence a lot of bad things.
当主耶稣在世上的时候。
So when the Lord was on earth during his ministry,
魔鬼要试探主耶稣。
Satan tried to tempt Jesus a few times.
魔鬼怎么跟主耶稣讲呢？
So what did Satan say to Jesus?
我们看路加福音的第四章第二节。
Let's turn the book of Luke chapter 4.
路加四章第二节。
Verse 2.
路加福音第四章第二节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 2. For 40 days he was tempted by the devil.
先读第一节。
Let's read verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert.
主耶稣出来做工之前，他被魔鬼试探。
So when the Lord came out to work, he was tempted.
魔鬼用不同的方法来试探主耶稣。
And Satan used many ways to tempt Jesus.
其中一个方法呢，就是看第五节。
And one of the ways is recorded in verse 5.
就是说，魔鬼又领他上来做高山。
So devil led him up to a high place.
霎时之间呢，把天下万国的荣耀都指给他看。
And in one instant, he showed him the kingdoms of the world.
对他说，这一切的权柄、荣华都给了我了。
And he said to him that I was given with all the splendor and authority.
因为这原是交付我的。
And it has been given to me.
我愿意给谁就可以给谁。
And I can give it to anyone I want to.
只要你下来拜我，我就给你。
As long as you worship me, it will be all yours.
魔鬼拥有什么东西呢？
So what does Satan has?
可以，他可以说拥有全世界。
He has all the things of the world.
全世界的荣华富贵，魔鬼都有控制在里面。
All the splendor and the wonder of the world, that Satan has control over.
所以他引诱耶稣啊，说你拜我，我就给你。
So here he tempts Jesus, as long as you kneel down, worship me, I'll give you all.
当然主耶稣绝对不会拜他，主耶稣当拜主你的神。
But of course, Jesus answered that worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
但是从这一点我们可以看得到。
So from here we can see.
魔鬼因为他要引诱人，他一定有他的办法才可以引诱到人的。
We know that Satan has his own way. He knows how to tempt a person.
全世界的荣华富贵。
The world and its splendor.
只要你拜魔鬼，魔鬼都有办法可以给你。
As long as you worship Satan, he can give it to you.
啊，今天我们想啊。
Today we can just ponder.
你是不是一定要信主才可以发财？
Do you have to believe the Lord to get rich?
是不是信只有信耶稣才可以得到事业上的祝福
？Is it only when you believe in Jesus that you can gain all the blessing of the world?
有一些人说，我拜拜某某的偶像、某某的那种宗教，我有得到很多的福气。
Some people say, No, I don't have to come to believe in Jesus. I can worship other idols and I get blessing.
我拜某一个偶像，他很灵啊，他让我中了六合彩或者是乐透。
And I can just worship one kind of gods that I can be rich from lottery.
说实在的，其他的宗教它能够影响人，也有它的力量在里面。
So Indeed, there are many religions out there that has its own power to influence a person.
啊，是魔鬼的力量。
And that power comes from Satan.
不晓得我们知不知道。
I'm not sure if you know this.
现在社会上啊，最有钱的那些富豪啊，都很迷信的。
That a lot of the very wealthy people in this world are themselves very superstitious.
有人说啊，都那么有钱了，还需要迷信吗？
And some people will ask, if they are so rich, why would they be so superstitious?
其实，越有钱的人呢、啊。看到啊，就是华人的社会里面呢、啊，也是一样很迷信。
Especially this goes for the Chinese, for the very wealthy people, they are very superstitious.
他们信什么呢
？What do they believe in？
当然，大部分都不是信耶稣了。
Of course, a lot of them do not believe in Jesus.
如果大部分信耶稣就好了。
If they believe in Jesus, then it's good.
会堂盖更多了。
Then there will be a lot of churches everywhere.
但是大部分最有钱的那些富豪都很迷信，但是不是信耶稣了。
But a lot of the wealthy people, they are not believer of Jesus.
他们信什么呢
？What do they believe in？
很多都是信风水。
A lot of them believe in 风水。
风水是什么
？What is 风水？
啊，就是说，哎，你这个东西摆什么，摆在这边，那个地方摆那个，啊，你就可以发达了，可以得到财富了，得到健康了。
They believe in where to place things and how to gain wealth.
最近不晓得大家没有留意一个新闻。
I'm not sure if you have noticed of an article lately.
在香港有个以前有个大富婆啊，那个小甜甜啊，非常有钱，几百亿元的身家。
There was a very wealthy woman in
Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
哇，她都是会喜欢的搬两个鞭子的。
She's a entertainer. She was an entertainer.
哇，生意做得很大。
She's very wealthy.
哎，人家很聪明。
She's also very very smart.
钱赚很多。
And she knows how to make a lot of wealth.
啊，她本来想说把所有的身家都捐给那个慈善了，死了之后。
So at first she thought that she's going to donate all her wealth to the charity when she died.
结果死了之后。
But after when she died.
有个风水师啊，出来说我有她的遗嘱，这个她要把她的身家全部给我的。
And there was a feng shui master that said that I have all her will written, all her will have to be given to me.
哇，所以很多人都看这个好像看那个连续剧一样，哇，好像哇这个非常好看。
So people read her live just like they're watching a movie.
有人说风水灵不灵
？So people can ask you, is it true how accurate is 风水？
你觉得风水灵不灵验
？How about you？
当然灵，不灵哪有人信
？Of course, it is it has its own power. That's why a lot of people believe in it.
风水师啊，会教那些富豪或是信的人啊，做很多很奇怪的事，烧什么啊，杀什么啊，这里挖什么啊。
And the Chinese feng shui has make a lot of wealthy people believe in it and do a lot of things to get wealthy.
那些头脑很精明的富豪啊，很厉害的人呢，结果跟他们说，哎，真的灵验啊。
And a lot of wealthy people buy into this.
为什么？
Why is this so?
如果不灵验，就没人相信呢。
If it's not miraculous in its own way, then nobody will believe in it.
那么灵验的话，那个力量是哪里来的呢
？Then where does the power comes from?
一定不是从神来的。
The power does not come from God.
因为神不愿意人去追寻那些东西的。
Because God doesn't want us to pursue for all this.
所以那个力量哪里来的呢
？So where does the power come from?
魔鬼来的。
It comes from Satan.
啊，另外一个例子啊。
As another example,
在台湾有一个明星。
In Taiwan, there was another movie star.
那个歌唱的啊，都不怎么出名啊，干了很多年都不怎么出名。
She has been singing for a long time, but she was never famous.
啊，那个有个相算命师跟他讲。
And so there was a fortune teller.
我帮你算过了。
came and read her fortune.
你要红的话，你要出名的话。
And said to her that if you want to be famous,
你十年不能亲近女人。
For 10 years, you cannot get close to a woman.
哇，十年不亲近女人，一般男人怎么可以做得到
？So this guy was thinking, oh, for 10 years, I cannot even have a girlfriend. That's impossible.
但是为了要出名。
But he was determined. He wants to be famous.
好了好了，忍住了，忍住了。
So for 10 years, he tried very hard.
哎，真的出名了。
And then indeed he became very famous.
为什么那么灵验?
Why was it so?
什么力量?
What was the power?
绝对不是从神来的。
It's not from God.
所以这些算命啦、风水啦、那些其他的宗教啦。
So a lot of this fortune teller, a lot of other mythical religion,
里面的力量就是魔鬼了。
Has its power to come from Satan.
因为魔鬼要透过这些力量来迷惑人来跟随他。
Because Satan has to go through all these power has to go through Satan.
所以他好像有七个头，有十个脚一样。
So Satan is likened to 7 heads and 7 horns.
如果不认识神的人呢，真的会觉得说，哇，跟随他跑了。
So a lot of people would not believe in God will buy into all these.
所以啊，那个大红龙啊，非常的厉害。
So we can see that the red dragon is indeed very, very powerful.
他有什么的诡计呢
？And what kind of tricks?
从这里可以看到几点。
So from here we can see a few points.
我们看回来启示录的第十二章第四节。
Let's go back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
第四节 ，verse four.
Sorry, verse 4. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment it was born.
就是说，这条大红龙第一个诡计啊，它在等着妇人。
So here, the first trick that the dragon has is to wait for the woman to give birth.
等她生完之后，马上吞吃了她的儿子。
So the moment the woman has given birth is waiting to devour her child.
我们知道早上我们讲过了，妇人代表真教会。
And this morning we have mentioned that this woman represents true church.
妇人很辛苦要生孩子。
This woman has to go through great pain to give birth.
孩子就是信徒。
And this child that's about to be born are the members.
要传福音。
And these members are going to spread gospel
要救人的灵魂
to save lives.
这个大红龙知道，我也不能阻止你做这个事情啊。
And this red dragon knows that cannot stop the child from doing all these.
没关系，你去传。
So they allow the child to go spread the gospel.
没关系，你去生。
And give birth to more child.
但是呢，等你一生出来了，马上。哇，把它吞下去。
But the moment when the child is born, the dragon is waiting to devour.
它是诡计，就是说你生一个我就吃一个。
So the trick is that the moment you give birth to one child, I'll devour one child.
小孩子很好吃啊，也不会反抗啊。
Very easy to devour a baby.
啊，吃了你的孩子，孩子就不能再生孩子了。
Because the baby has no resistance, and the baby will no longer to have the next child.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第五章，对不起，第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
五章的八节。五章第八节。
Verse 8. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
这里告诉我们，信徒的仇敌就是魔鬼。
Here it tells us that the enemy of believers is the devil.
我们要知道人生没有什么敌人啊。
We know that in our life, actually, we don't have any enemies.
真的，我们没有什么敌人。
It's true, we do not have enemies.
对你很不好那个人也不是你的敌人。
The person who's not good to you, really not good to you, they are not your enemy.
要害你那个人其实也不是你真正的敌人。
The one who's wanting to harm you, they are not your enemy.
你只有一个敌人。
There's only one enemy.
所有对你不好的人在背后都是有一个就是魔鬼。
And behind all these people who are not good to you has just one enemy, which is the devil.
其他的都不是我们的敌人。
And they are the rest are not your devil, not your enemies.
但是这个敌人啊，他是好叫的狮子一样。
And this devil prowls around like a roaring lion.
他吞吃那个可以吃的。
And is looking for someone to devour.
你软弱很好吃，把它吃掉。
And when you're weak, it's easy to devour you.
我们教会啊，每年都有一些人洗礼。
Every year we have, in our church, we have a few people that get baptized.
啊，这样十几二十年下来呀，要洗礼的也不少，应该有三五十个。
So after all these years, I'm sure we have a lot of people who are being baptized.
我们就算算我们温哥华就好啊。
Just counting the baptized member in Vancouver.
过去 15-20 years 啊，每年这样洗礼的人加起来到底有多少个？
So in the past 15-20 years, how many people has been baptized when we add them all together?
我看平均的每年应该都有5-7个吧。
In average, every year we have about 5 people being baptized.
十年这个50-70个了。
So all this 10 years, perhaps we have 50-70 members being baptized.
但是是不是有洗礼的到今天还留这边呢？
But for all these people who have been baptized, are they still sitting here?
好像流失的也不少。
But a lot of people have wandered away.
为什么？一开始听了福音觉得很感动。
Why is that so? Because a lot of them, when they first believe in the gospel, they were very moved.
得了圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit.
很有体验啊。
And they have a lot of experience from God.
但是为什么很多不见了？
But why is that they lost their way and wander off?
被魔鬼吃掉了。
Because they have been devoured by Satan.
我们真耶稣教会很多是一代传一代的。
In our church's church, there are a lot of us who comes to believe in the Lord through generations.
有些人。爸爸那一代很热心的。
Some have parents who are very active.
儿子那一代还可以。
The parents and then the children also very zealous.
孙子那一代就不见人了。
But how about the third generation?
为什么会这样？
And why is this so?
魔鬼很厉害。
Because we know that we cannot underestimate the power of Satan.
他专门来吃那些孩子。
Is waiting to devour the child that's born.
谁是孩子？
Who is the child?
新受洗的道理不是很扎根的，很容易被吃掉。
Newly baptized, the faith is not grounded. They are easily devoured.
孤单的。
The one who is lonely.
教会里面没有几个朋友。
The one who doesn't have friends in church.
一个来一个走。
The one who comes and go by himself.
那个别人吃到都不知道。
That one who has been devoured by Satan, nobody knows.
谁被吃掉？
So who is the one who has been devoured?
工作很忙碌的。
The one who has been very busy at work.
睡觉的时间都不够，哪有时间聚会？
There's no even time. Don't have time to go sleep, let alone coming to church.
工作太累了，一来就太累了，听不进去了。
And when he's so tired coming to church, you cannot even listen to the words of God.
会吃掉谁？
So who is waiting to devour?
那些生活背景很复杂的。
It's the one who has very complex lifestyle.
很想信主，但是一回去自己那个环境，那种试探引诱太多了，顶不住。
And the environment that's so complex that cannot overcome the temptations.
所以魔鬼很厉害的。
So Satan is very powerful.
他专门等在妇人的门口，等他生了马上吃掉。
It's waiting outside the door of this woman, waiting to devour the child that was born.
那我们要很警醒，那怎么对付呢？
So we must be very watchful. How do we overcome these
things? 我们看启示录的第十二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
虽然他有这个诡计啊，但是神也不会容许他这样。
Even though this Red dragon has some power, but God would not allow this to happen.
第六节，十二章第六节。
Verse 6, chapter 12.
十二章第六节。
The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where he might be taken care of for 1,260 days.
虽然魔鬼这个大红罗这个诡计要吃妇人的儿子。
So even this Satan is waiting to devour the child of this woman.
但是神要出手，要帮助这个妇人。
So God reached out to help this woman.
在大患难的时候，教会要继续努力的传福音。
So during the great disaster, the church is spreading his gospel.
但是呢，神会帮助这个妇人。
And God will help this woman.
让她逃到旷野。
So God will allow this woman to fled to the desert.
给她预备地方。
To prepare a place for her,
给她养活一段1260天
and to take care of her for 1,260 days.
这个1260天呢，是一个象征的时间，是一段时间，不是很长。
This time is a symbolic time. It's not very long.
3.5年。
It's about 3.5 years.
也是42个月。
It's also it's about 42 months.
也是可以传福音的时候。
It's also a time that they can spread the gospel.
那时候最大的逼迫还没有来临。
During this time, the great disaster haven't come.
暂时还可以喘一口气。
And they still could spread the gospel.
但这个时候是在旷野。
But she is in a desert.
这个代表什么？
What does this mean?
旷野是个简单的地方。
Desert is a very simple place.
是个考验的地方。
It's a place of training.
以前以色列百姓出了埃及之后，在旷野有40年。
So when Israelites left Egypt, they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
主耶稣在旷野是被考验40天。禁食被魔鬼试探。
The same with Jesus, he was being trained in the desert for 40 days.
所以旷野是一个简单的地方。
So desert is a very simple place.
我们今天信徒。
Today, believers,
我们生活在一个非常物质丰富的社会。
We live in a very materialistic world.
但是呢，我们生活越丰富，信仰越荒凉。
The more abundance this lifestyle is, the more empty is our faith.
有时候我们听到很多的声音。
Sometimes we hear a lot of noise.
哎，我们可以听音乐。
We can listen to music.
有电视的声音。
We can watch TV.
可以电脑的声音。
And we can go on to computer.
但是我们听到神的声音很少。
But all this noise is lacking of God's voice.
我们可以跟人讲几个小时的话。
We can talk to our friend for many hours.
但是我们跟神讲话可能很短。
But our conversation with God is very short.
但是旷野是一个什么都没有的地方。
But in the desert is an empty place.
甚至手机都没有办法收到讯号。
It's a place of nothing, not even the cell phone.
在那么简单的生活当中。
So in a place where it's so simple.
一个人的信仰反而可以得到保守。
Your faith can actually be protected.
所以今天我们也是一样。
So the same goes for today.
我们在丰富的生活的背后。
So in a life of abundance that we're living in.
想一想我们的信仰是不是退步了。
Let us think whether our faith has backslided.
还是我们应该追求过一个稍微简单一点的生活。
Or should we indeed pursue for a much simpler life?
那我再看回来，那个大红龙就是魔鬼第二个诡计。
Let's turn back to this chapter and look at the second tricks of Satan.
就是迷惑人。
That's to misguide or deceive people.
第十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient Satan, serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels were with him.
这里圣经告诉我们，这个魔鬼，这个大红龙最厉害就是骗人。
So here it tells us that one of the greatest power of dragon is to deceive people.
我们知道啊，要抢人家的钱啊，抢不了多少。
We all know that it's not easy to rob a person too much.
比如说今天如果在外面温哥华，有个拿着把枪来抢你的钱，可以抢多少
？So if a person is gonna stick a gun at you and ask you and rob you of money, how much can this person get from you?
顶多钱包给他嘛。
What you have in the purse, you can give it to this robber.
顶多车子给你吗
？Or your car.
你能够抢多少
？Well, how much can the robber get from you?
但是骗子了就厉害了。
But the cheater can.
骗子让你啊自己心甘情愿的整副身家拿出来给他。
But cheater can allow you to willingly give out their whole wealth to him.
魔鬼知道很厉害。
So this is the work of the devil.
魔鬼最厉害就是骗信徒。
One of the very powerful trick of the devil is to deceive the believers.
这里第九就说这个大龙啊，就是以前那条蛇，就是古蛇，第一条蛇骗人的。
So here in verse 9 it says that this Satan is an ancient serpent that deceive people.
他怎么骗呢
？How did the serpent deceive？
我们看创世纪的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第三章。
Chapter
3. 第四节。
Verse 4.
创世纪第三章第四节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 4, you will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
这里是魔鬼，这条古蛇骗夏娃了。
So this ancient serpent has deceived this woman.
神说你吃这个善恶果一定死。
God says to the woman that if you were to eat this,fruit, you will die.
魔鬼骗他说你不一定是。
However, the serpent say you will not die.
还会像神一样分辨善恶。
And you will even be like God.
结果吃了。
So woman went ahead and ate the fruit.
结果是怎么样
？And what happened to her?
还是死嘛。
And she died.
得不到祝福。
She couldn't receive blessing.
所以魔鬼最厉害就是骗人。
So we know that one of the powerful trick of Satan is to deceive or cheat.
如果钱被骗了就算了。
So it's okay if you are being deceived out of your money.
钱被骗了还可以赚回来。
Because you can still earn your money back.
但是如果生命被骗了就不能赚回来。
But what about your life? If your life had been cheated, you cannot gain your life back.
那魔鬼怎么骗人呢
？So how does Satan go about cheating people?
通两个方法来骗人。
There are two ways.
第一个就是在这个罪的迷惑上面来骗人。
First is in sin.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 10.
以弗所书第四章。
Sorry, chapter 4.
二十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 22. Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 22. You will taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
这里说私欲的迷惑呢，会影响人的。
Here it says that your deceitful desires can corrupt your life and influence you.
人有欲望。
Because all of us have desires.
这个很基本的。
And this is basic for survival.
但是魔鬼会用你的欲望来骗你。
But Satan will use a desire to deceive you.
他会告诉你。
He will tell you.
你想吃什么去吃吧。
You can eat whatever you may.
你想喝什么去喝吧。
Drink what you wish.
你想去做什么去做吧。
And do what you may.
让你身体快乐。
As long as your body or your flesh is pleasing.
人哪一个不想快乐？
Everyone wants to please themselves.
但是如果随从这个私欲的话，就会被骗。
But if you were to please your own desire, you will be deceived.
有一个故事这样讲。
There's a story that goes.
魔鬼啊，要招揽人啊，去地狱。
That's Satan who's going to call people to hell.
招揽很多人来听他的 marketing presentation.
So he's calling out and allowing people to listen to his presentation.
Presentation 里面呢，哇，那个 slideshow 都讲得很好。
So in his presentation, the slideshow was very powerful.
地狱很漂亮啊。
Very attractive.
好像 casino 一样。
It's like casino.
好像 Las Vegas， 好像澳门一样。
Hell is like a casino. It's very attractive.
哇，里面什么都有啊。
Everything is there.
哇，很漂亮。
Very, very attractive.
很多人看到报名了，我要去，地狱那么漂亮，我要去。
So everybody when they look at casino and they look at how attractive hell is, so they register to go.
啊，报名，报名。
So they registered.
哎，好了，去到那边了。
So these people they got there.
哇，为什么那么热？
And why is it so hot?
为什么那么多虫？
Why is this there's so much in so many insects?
为什么那么多苦难？
And so many sorrows and troubles.
哎，这个跟我们看到广告不一样啊。
It's different from the advertisement. We have.
当然不一样啊！告诉你真的，你会来吗
？So Satan says, "Of course, this is different. If I would tell you the truth, will you come?"
哦，不对版啊
！So he's actually out to deceive.
今天社会上很多广告不是一样
？So the same with the advertisement that we see in this world.
叫你做你自己喜欢做的事。
Yeah, telling you to do what you wish to do.
自由自在。
And just be free.
跟谁在一起都可以。
You can be with anyone.
做什么都可以。
As long as you're pleased.
让你自己快乐。
As long as you're happy.
到了最后的结局。
But in the end.
所以不要被骗了。
Do not be deceived.
魔鬼也很会骗人。
Satan is very powerful in deceiving.
在信仰上骗人。
Especially in your faith.
改变神的话语。
You can change the words of God.
像夏娃，神跟他讲，你不可以吃那个，绝对不可以吃，吃了一定死。
Just like God said to Eve that you cannot eat the fruit.
魔鬼说不一定是。
But Satan said, "No, that's not true."
改变神的话。
So he has changed the word of God.
最近有一本书啊，很出名啊，叫做《Conversation with God》。
There was some book that's quite famous. It's called "Conversation with God."
就是跟神对话啊。
And this is a book that talks about a conversation.
是人写的啊。
Written by a man.
因为现在人都不喜欢看圣经。
Because these days, a lot of people do not like to read the Bible.
圣经那么多字，我怎么要找我要？要的东西呢
There's so many words in this Bible. How can I find the words that I want?
这本书很好啊 Conversation with God, 跟神对话
This book is good, Conversation with God.
但是问题是里面的不是真的从圣经拿出来的话
But the words that's written by this man is not totally from the Bible.
上里面写的说
So that book says.
啊，再一个问题
That's a question.
哎呀，我说我是同性恋，我怎么办
I'm a homosexual. What should I do?
啊，他就写了，哦，神回答你。
So this man to reply, this is how God replied.
没有关系的。
That's okay.
你生出来就是这样。
Because you're, this is how you're born with.
你可以这样继续这样没有关系的。
Just continue with your lifestyle.
哇，看的人就很高兴。对呀，神都那么慈爱，做什么都可以。
So when this person read this book, he felt that wow, God is so loving. I can do whatever I wish to.
但是这是神的话吗
？But is this the words of God?
圣经讲得很清楚。
But the Bible tells us very clearly
同性恋在神的眼中是罪
that homosexual is sin in the eyes of God.
我们不歧视人，我们尊重人，但是这个行为本身是罪。
We do not despise other, but we must despise sin.
但是魔鬼很厉害，透过这些书，我说没有关系的。
But Satan is very powerful. He uses book and educate people to think that it's okay.
另外一提他说，有一个人问了，我犯了罪，我怎么样悔改
？And another person asks.A question: If I've sinned, what should I do?
他说：“写说不用悔改啊，你没有得罪谁。”
And the answer from God is that that's okay. You have not sinned against anyone.
哇，这种东西看起来真的很好看的、啊，真的很安慰啊，又不用悔改啊，不用改变自己。
So you don't even have to change yourself. You don't have to repent.
这都不是神的话。
It's very comforting when you read this book.
所以魔鬼最厉害就是迷惑人。
So Satan is very powerful in deceiving people.
那我们怎么来 对付他。
So what should we do to overcome Satan's
tricks? 看回来这个启示录第十二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation chapter 12.
启示录的第十二章第十一节。
Verse 11. Chapter 12, verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much so as to shrink from death.
对，说第一胜过他有几样的事情。
So here there are a few things.
怎么可以胜过魔鬼的诡计？
How can you overcome him?
这里说啊。其中一点说自己所见证的道。
Here it says that by the word of the testimony.
魔鬼要骗人，也要找一个好骗的。
And if the Satan is going to go around to deceive a person, he will look for his target.
你不好骗，他也骗不了你。
But if you're not an easy target, he will not go to you.
啊，像那些社会上那些骗子啊，专门也是找那些好骗的。
It's just like in this world, the cheater will go around looking for easy target.
谁好骗？
Who is the easy target?
老人家很好骗。
The seniors.
妇女很好骗。
The women.
所以那些诈骗集团都找老人家，找妇女。
And they will always look for people who are easy to be deceived.
一个电话要不见了几十万了。
And just phone call, a person can lose lots of money.
所以魔鬼也骗人，但是也要找好骗的。
So the same goes with Satan. He's going to look for someone to be deceived. It will look for easy target.
谁好骗呢？
Who's the one?
不读圣经的人最好骗。
The one who do not read the words of God. The one who will be easily deceived.
信了几十年。
You can believe in the Lord for many years.
圣经都没有读过。
But you've never read the Bible.
听的有的没的都不太记得清楚。
You don't even remember what you have heard.
哎，这个新的看法很好啊。
And then when you come to know of this new concept.
哦，这个新的书讲的很有道理啊。
Or this new book.
一下就被骗走了。
Then right away you were being deceived.
别人讲的也对啊，为什么你说别人不对？
Because if this person has his own point, why do you think it's wrong?
一下就被骗走了。
You'll be easily deceived.
所以谁不容易被骗走呢？
So who's the one who's wise and not be deceived?
这里说我自己所见证的道。
It's the one who has the word of their own testimony.
我们常常听道理还不够。
It's not enough just to come here to give to listen to the sermon.
我们要常常做见证。
We must always give testimony.
因为你要做见证。
Because you have to give testimony.
所以你要去读圣经。
That's why you have to read the Bible.
因为你要做见证。
Because you must give testimony.
你要做功课。
You must do your homework.
你要背圣经。
You must remember the words of God.
你要知道怎么跟人家讲话。
You must know how to talk to others.
这样子你要传福音的话，你圣经会守。
And then this is how you spread the gospel because you understand the words of God.
如果我们不传福音，
if you don't spread the words,
信了几十年，
you can believe in the Lord for many years.
可能最基本的教义都不知道。
You don't even know the basic truth.
上个礼拜我在卡加利。
Last week when I was in Calgary,
碰到一个姐妹，一个信徒，五十几岁。
So I met a sister. She's about 50 some years old.
信了主只有十几年。
She has believed in the Lord for about 10 over years.
但是她从神身上得到很大的恩典。
She said to me that she has received a lot of blessing from God.
得到非常大的恩典，所以她常常要传福音。
And because she has received so much blessing, she's always going out there and speak of a testimony.
她之前的魔鬼常骚扰她。
And before she came to believe, she had a time when Satan's always coming to attack her.
她靠主得胜。
But because she believed in the Lord and gained victory,
她是福音组的。
She was a part of the gospel group.
她为了要传福音呢，她怎么办呢？
So in order to spread the gospel, what did she do?
传福音都要讲那些基本教义嘛，洗礼啊、洗脚礼啊、圣灵啊那些。
Whenever you go out to spread the gospel, you have to understand and teach and talk about the basic teaching of the church, like baptism, foot washing.
没有读过神学，也不像传道可以去几年受训呢。
But she has never gone to a proper theological training or like preacher who has been trained before.
五十几岁了，记性也不好啊。
So she's about 50 some years old and she doesn't have very good memory.
那怎么办呢？
So what does she do?
自己准备一本笔记。
So she has a notebook.
比如说把所有洗礼的经节啊写下来。
And she will write down all the verses pertaining to baptism.
圣灵的经节，所有的经节写下来。
All the words pertaining to the Holy Spirit.
然后跟人家传福音的时候，别人问他，传道不在旁边了，就可以说，哎，洗礼，等一下，等一下。
And then when she's spreading gospel and people would ask a question regarding baptism, she has this notebook to tell the person what is about baptism.
我说你用电脑打出来是不是？
I asked her, did you print out all these verses from the Bible, from the computer?
现在电脑很方便，你按一个字洗礼，几百个经节就出来。
Because it's very easy, you just go into the computer and just type baptism, you have lots of words that comes out.
不是啊，我不用电脑啊。
But she said, no, I didn't use the computer.
用手抄啊。
I use my hand to write all the verses.
用手抄啊，整本这样。
So it seems like she has gone through the whole Bible, just writing it down.
我去传福音，我就带这一本。
So whenever I go around, I'll just go with my notebook.
圣经很熟。
And she's very familiar with the Bible.
这是因为靠传福音。
Because it's through her spreading the gospel.
你有做见证，自己见证的道，不是传道帮你见证的道。
So if when you give your testimony, it's not the preacher, it's you when you spread the words.
自己做见证，你因为做见证，你就会对这个有信心。
Because when you spread the words, then you will gain faith.
当然一开始都不晓得从哪里讲起来嘛。
Because right in the beginning, you may not know where to start.
越讲了就会越有信心。
But the more you speak, the more youfaith and confidence you will have.
再来，魔鬼有什么诡计呢？
So what are the tricks of Satan?
啊，他会控告你。
First, it will charge you, accuse you.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9 of chapter 12. 第九节。Verse 9, the great dragon was hurled down, but this ancient serpent called the devil or Satan leads the whole world.
魔鬼，所以说魔鬼跟撒旦其实意思都是一样，这个字的意思都一样。
Here, ancient Satan, the devil is the same as Satan.
这个字的意思就是对头人或者是控告者的意思。
Here means it's the accuser.
啊，什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们今天知道啊，在法庭上啊，如果你被人家告了啊，要上法庭，一定有一个原告人嘛，一个被告。
So when you go to court, there's always a prosecutor and defender.
啊，没有原告就没有被告了。
If there's no prosecutor, then there will no defender.
啊，那魔鬼呢，常常会在神面前控告我们。
But we know that Satan is always accusing us before God.
像以前那个约伯啊，我们还记得他的故事。
We remember Job.
他本来很好。
He's a good man.
他是个完全人。
He's a righteous man.
没有犯什么罪。
He has never sinned against God.
神也很祝福他。
So that's why God blessed him tremendously.
有一天呢，魔鬼就在神面前呢，控告约伯了。
So one day, Satan accused Job before God.
你看他那么敬畏你，当然有原因的嘛。
See, this guy, he worship you, that's the reason.
因为啊，你祝福他。
Because you blessed him so much.
你把他的福气拿走，他就不敬畏你了。
Because if you were to take the blessing away from Job, he would not worship you anymore.
所以魔鬼他也常常在灵界里面呢，无事生事，常要控告信徒。
So in the spiritual realm, we cannot see, but Satan's always out there accusing you.
但是啊，魔鬼常常啊，因为我们的软弱来控告我们。
And Satan is always out there to accuse you using your weakness.
我们看撒加利亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah.
旧约的撒加利亚书第三章。
Chapter 3, book of Zechariah, chapter 3.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Then they showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him.
这里告诉我们有个灵界的异象。
So here it talks about a sign in a spiritual realm.
有个大祭司啊，他的名字叫约书亚。
In a vision, there was this high priest. His name is Joshua.
他那个时候啊，带领百姓啊，重建圣殿。
So he's the one who has led the people to rebuild the holy temple.
但是他的行为啊，不好啊。
But his character is not good.
对撒旦呢、啊，他撒旦的名字的意思是 accuser， 就是跟你抵挡的。
So the meaning of Satan is accuser, the one who accused you.
约书亚自己穿的衣服脏。
So Joshua, his linen is very dirty.
所以撒旦就控告他。
And that's why Satan accused him.
啊，在他的右手啊，跟他作对，在他的右边跟他作对。
And standing at the right side of him to accuse him.
所以为什么我们常常得不到神的祝福啊？
So why is that oftentimes we cannot receive the blessing from God?
或者是我们做什么不顺利啊？
Or that when we are doing things, it never seems to be smooth.
如果我们自己本身穿的衣服是脏的。
But if we were to put on this dirty garment,
我们的行为不好
and our deeds are not good,
自己没有发现
we may not realize,
这个时候魔鬼就在旁边控告
then Satan is beside you accusing you.
他会跟神说，这个不是你的儿女吗？
He will say to God and say, isn't this your child?
你看他这个行为，你可以祝福他吗？
You see, look at him, what he's doing right now, how can you bless him?
这个不是你的圣工人员吗？
Isn't this your holy worker?
他偷偷摸摸做的事，你没有看到吗
？In the dark, what he does, you do not see it.
哇，这样一控告不得了。
And so, if the Satan go around accusing his,
他在你的右边控告你。
He is accusing you at your right side.
但是我们要怎么对付他呢
？Then how do we overcome him?
这里说第五节。
Verse five.
第四节。
Sorry, verse four.
请读。
Verse four. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off this filthy clothes."Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I'll put rich garments on you." So how do you overcome this accusation from Satan?
就是说神会赦免我们的罪。
Here it says that God will forgive our sin.
把我们的污秽的衣服拿走。
That's and take off our filthy clothing.
我们看在罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans, chapter 8.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
罗马书第八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 33, 8 verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
这里保罗告诉我们一个宣告。
Here, Paul tells us.
谁可以再控告神的儿女呢
？Who can accuse God's child?
神已经称他为义了。
Because God has already justified him.
有个弟兄啊。
That was a brother.
他信主之前呢，做了一些不好的事情。
Before he believed the Lord, he has done bad things.
他常还想到以前我做那些不好的事情。
And he always thought about this thing that he has committed.
这个事情常影响他的心情。
And this wrong thing that he has done has always affect his faith.
神还会不会赦免我呢
？And he was thinking, God, has he forgiven me?
我是个罪人。
I'm a sinner. I'm still a sinner.
神会接纳我吗
？Can God receive me?
魔鬼会不会控告我呢？
And Satan's always there accusing me.
这里说不可以了。
Here it says that no.
只要我们悔改。
As long as we believe and repent.
魔鬼没有办法再控告我们。
Then Satan will no longer accuse you.
有办法控告我们，就是因为我们还没有悔改。
The reason he can still accuse you is when you do not repent before God.
所以我们今天要很小心。
So today we must be very careful.
魔鬼是灵界的恶魔，不要以为跟他开玩笑。
Because Satan is a very powerful spirit.
他是看不见的。
We cannot see the spirit.
但是他却是存在的。
But he exists.
我们在这边听道理，专不专心，魔鬼知道。
So when we're sitting here, whether we are listening to truth, Satan knows.
我们在家里做什么，魔鬼知道。
And when we are at home, Satan knows.
我们在最隐秘的时候做什么，他知道。
And in most secret place, Satan knows.
我们不要以为他开玩笑的。
We do not shouldn't think that he's joking with us.
我们也不要说，哎呀，让我体验一下。
And we shouldn't just play around with Satan.
啊，真的让你体验，你就受苦了。
If you were to play around with him, you would truly suffer.
被邪灵骚扰的人很辛苦。
And those people who are being possessed by Satan is very terrified.
再来，这个大红龙有什么诡计呢
？So let us look at another trick of this great dragon.
十二章，看我来，启示录十五章十五节。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter
十二章十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15. Chapter 12, verse 15. Then from his mouth the serpent.Spew water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with a torrent.
这个大龙啊，就是这条蛇啊，又有另外一个诡计了啊。
This great dragon, this red dragon serpent, has another trick here.
他知道说，我没有办法吞他的儿子啊，没关系，我用口中吐出来的水啊，好像那个河这样，哇，把那个妇人要冲走。
So he knows that it's not so easy to devour the child. So I'm gonna overtake this woman and sweep her away with the great water.
哇，我们知道吐出来的水。平常我们吐出来的口水有多少
？So just think about how much spit we can get out from our mouth.
一点点嘛，冲不了走。
Probably just a little.
但是这个蛇很厉害，它嘴巴吐出来的水好像条河一样。
But this serpent is very powerful. Spew water like a great river.
要把妇人冲走。
He's wanting to wash and sweep this woman away with a torrent.
妇人代表什么
？What does this woman represent？
就是教会。
Represent church。
就是信徒。
And the members.
所以魔鬼要吐出水来。
So Satan is waiting to spill out water to sweep this woman away.
这个水代表什么
？What does this water symbolize？
这是潮流啊。
It talks about the tides of time.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
以弗所书第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.In which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air and the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
魔鬼他物质上是看不见的。
So we cannot see Satan in the material world.
但圣经说呢，他是空中运行的邪灵。
But here the Bible says that he is a spirit now ruling in the kingdom of the air.
他怎么骗人呢？他怎么控制人呢
？How does he go around deceiving people and control people?
今生的风俗。
Here it talks about the tides of time.
用现代化就是潮流了。
Which we can today's word is fashion.
什么叫潮
？What does it mean by fashion？
潮就是潮水嘛，啊，潮水涨的时候，哇，很厉害，你挡不住。
Fashion is like the tides of the time, and it's just like the tide that comes. You cannot even push it away.
你站在水当中，你就被它冲走了。
So when the tides come before you, will be swept away.
今天也是一样，世界很多潮流啊。
So it's the same with this world. There are lots of tides.
有一些潮流，你跟它也没有什么关系。
There are some kind of ways that it's okay when you follow.
比如说现在流行这个西装这个款式的，你跟它没有什么关系啊。
It's just like a fashion right now for a certain style. It's okay if you wear that fashion.
像流行什么颜色，你跟它这个没有什么关系。
Or the colors, it's okay. You go with a certain color that's trendy.
但是有一些潮流呢，就是跟罪有关的。
But there's a certain trend that is very misleading and sinful.
温哥华流行抽大麻，哇！你跟他你就跟潮流。
For example, in Vancouver, it's very popular that people will smoke marijuana.
现在不流行结婚，流行同居。
Or there's another fashionable way of thinking that people do not get married but to live together.
你跟他你就被他冲走了。
So if you were to do this, then you'll be swept away by the tides.
教会也是一样，教会要很小心，不要被社会的潮流影响。
The same with the church. The church should not be influenced by the type of this world.
每个有一个新的传道。
In the state says there's a new preacher.
教会派他回去亚洲某一个国家去那个教会啊，受训观察认识啊。
The church has sent this preacher to Asia to train.
回去一个月。
And he went there for 1 month.
到处教会看看访问观察学习啊。
So he was sent to all many different churches to learn and to be trained to be a preacher.
我跟他很熟啊，我就问他，哎。传道，那你去了一个月学到什么
？So I was I asked him. So what have you learned from all this trip to Asia?
他说哇不得了。
And this preacher answered to me, it's really really quite scary.
哇，教会里面的人的穿衣服啊，很暴露啊。
He says that a lot of members that I've seen.
年轻的了，有一些年轻，不是每一个了。
Especially the young people, what they are wearing is very revealing.
有一些领事的，哦，那个短裤啊，短的跟什么一样。
And I've seen some even the church hymnal conductor, they are wearing very short skirts.
有些弹琴的穿无袖，好凉快。
And some of the pianists were also not wearing very appropriately.
大部分的年轻人，每一个人头发都往上跑的，还有颜色的。
And also a lot of young people have their hair all color in different ways.
哇，我觉得这个没有看过，我在美国没有看过。
So this preacher said, I've never seen this before in North America.
哇，我们的美国的教会好像很土哦，那边的教会好像很合潮流啊。
So he said to me that maybe I was wrong, but why is that the youngster so fashionable in Asia?
但是这个合潮流是不好的。
So this is not a good fashion.
但中年人、老年人不会这样，但是年轻人很多穿这样。
Especially the senior, they will not go with the fashion like this way, but the young people are more inclined to.
所以这个我们要小心了。
So this we have to be careful.
不要被世俗的潮流所影响。
So we must not be swept away by the tides.
所以魔鬼有很多很多种不同的方法。
And we must know that Satan has many different ways and tricks to trick you.
知道他的方法就可以防备他了。
So as long as we know of his way, then we can overcome him.
这条大红龙很厉害。
So this great dragon is very, very powerful.
神比他更厉害。
But God is more powerful than this dragon.
神会帮助我们过得胜的生活。
And God will allow us to live a life of victory.
我们看，我们唱的是108首。
Let's sing hymns 108. Thank you.